been thinking about McDonald's all day. Can't get it off my mind. I can already taste it. Ooh, got my mind on my mouth and my mouth ready for some Mickey D's deal.
There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, get two of your favorites for just $3.50. Mix and match a classic McChicken, a hot and spicy McChicken, or a juicy McDouble. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Still paying hundreds of dollars for prescription glasses? Let's change that. At Zenni.com, our factory direct model means no middlemen or outrageous markups. Just the same quality frames and lens options as the other guys for one-tenth the price. Zenni offers prescription glasses starting at $695, as well as affordable sunglasses, blue blockers, and more. The best part? Try any frame, anywhere, with our 3D virtual try-on. Visit Zenni.com today and change the way you buy glasses forever.
All right, Brian. 1-0.
Wait,
who's Brian? Oh, no, I call him Brian.
That's fine. Okay. Continue.
Super personal.
Hey, buddy. I didn't call you Brad.
You better use all this one. This is a good one.
1-0, yeah. Rio Tinto over San Jose. Goal from Demir Krylak puts him over the edge. This team's coming back from an extended break. A lot of guys traveling a long way to get here tonight. How are you feeling about this team? Back up at the top of the table here.
Yeah, listen, I think everything that I was talking about at the beginning of the year, being the deepest team that RSL has ever assembled, is showing life. And it's not to pat myself on the back. It's that when the opportunities are given, whether it be international duty, suspension, fatigue, coaching decision, whatever it may be, kind of that next man up mentality is really starting to shine through. And I think even tonight, you know, when you look at Kellen Rowe coming in the final few minutes of the game to kind of help settle the game down and hold on for the result, when you see Douglas Martinez, who I thought was fantastic tonight, even though he didn't get a goal, I'm really impressed with this young man. It's a big, big 3 points against the San Jose team that has caused a lot of problems to a lot of teams this year.
So we've been watching Martinez out at Harriman Zions Bank. We've seen him score a lot of goals there. Does he have what it takes to be a goal scorer here in MLS?
No doubt. And it causes some problems for Freddie and the coaching staff, because you look at Sam Johnson, 9 goals on the season. Now you look at Douglas Martinez coming in. You have like-for-like strikers that in a way are similar and in other ways are drastically different with the way they play. And oh, by the way, you can do what you did tonight and take one off and put Domi back up top. So you can hit in a bunch of different ways. And I think that's the fun part of this, is no Albert Rusnak, no Sam Johnson, no Corey Baird, and yet you're still seeing guys be super influential. And by the way, that service from Brooks Lennon and what he wants to be his wide right position, variation of service, great ball to Domi.
How does this team change? What do you think that what's the personality of this team when Albert Rusnak is not in the midfield and it's a different group of guys? It seems like it's been rotating around.
Yeah, it's just different. And that's okay. It can be different as long as it's different and effective. Listen, the way Albert plays that position I would liken it to 2019, to what Javi played the position, you know, for the entire timeline from what, 08 to when he went to FC Dallas. I mean, Albert came in. When guys are elite in terms of being that playmaker, they've got certain attributes and they just do it differently. So when Albert's gone, if it's Jefferson, if it's Domi, whoever it is, guys just play the position differently. It just takes a while to get used to, but it doesn't mean it can't be effective. And I think tonight it was pretty effective, because when you look at the chances generated, RSL had a lot of chances tonight, and it left it a little bit late, but you know, Domi's header put him over the top.
So with the coming back from the international break at this point in the midweek game, the squad rotation is going to kind of come back on the road to Minnesota this weekend. They'll have some of these faces that were on the bench today. Is that an advantage that RSL needs right now? Is this the momentum they need to take points there?
It's almost ideal in a lot of ways, because it makes the travel's 2.5 hours, right? It's not that big of a deal to Minnesota. But because it's a short, quote-unquote, shorter turnaround time, even though it's 4 full days, you get the internationals back. And it almost sets you up for a more difficult conversation at New England the following weekend. So, yeah, I think it's an opportunity to go into Minnesota, to be as pragmatic and yet difficult to play against as they were here at Rio Tinto Stadium. But tonight, results going their way with Houston showing some life and some personality against Minnesota, and more importantly, Colorado stuffing LA Galaxy in the dying moments. What was it, 90th plus 12? Results going the way of Real Salt Lake, but in a wild way, nothing changes, right? RSL gets three more points, but it's still just 4 points separating second place from eighth place.
Yeah, it's getting crazy. All right, man, I'll see you on Sunday.
Yes, sir.
Hey, guys. Again, it's always good to see me, because every time you see me, we know we won a game, obviously. Just a quick the overview of the game itself. I thought we started the game a little bit on the back foot. You know, San Jose came out a little bit more on the front foot than we did. Obviously, having some changes to the lineup. You know, Douglas Martinez, first start. Joel, I think, second start of the season. You know, missing some guys, international duties, obviously. You know, so yeah, it was going to be a little bit rough, you know, because we didn't get a chance to train the full squad. So you can see it from the get-go. You know, we started a little bit rough, but as the game progressed, I thought we got better. The second half, I thought we came out and made adjustments that we needed, and we were on the front foot in the second half. One of the most important stats that I thought, you know, for me at least, and I'm stealing a little bit from Brian Schmetzler, is duels won, especially when you're playing against a team that 1v1 marking all over the place. If you can win your individual matchups and duels, I think you're going to end up on the positive side. So we did well in that category, winning all our duels. I think we ended up being 51-46. Damir scoring fantastic header. The guys who came in off the bench, Savarino, who played last night in Tampa, you know, he called us after the game, so I want to play. Those are the type of guys that we, you know, we want attitude that we need from our international players. I'm not saying that the other guys didn't want to play, but, you know, Sava just, he didn't play enough minutes and he wanted to get on the pitch, right? You know, Bofo coming back, coming in, and Callen, you know, everyone that came on the pitch, I thought contributed tonight, made a difference and helped out, you know, to preserve the win. So great effort from the boys. Congrats to them. And I think we move up to second place again. So, you know, again, very good, very good.
Tyrone, you mentioned adjustments made heading into the second. What was the message at halftime? What were the things you wanted them to tweak heading into that second half?
Yeah, in the first half, I thought Douglas, we were trying to get Douglas a little bit more involved. We wanted him to hold the ball up for us a little bit more. We weren't connecting. So that ball going into Douglas and then the guys underneath, and we know we didn't have that connection between him and Dami as much, and we needed that. He was getting pushed off the ball a bit. And again, this is his first professional game, MLS game, I should say, not professional. And so, you know, that's the physicality of it kind of showed. You're not used to that. So just making that adjustment, just understand that he needs to hold the ball up a little bit more, and Dami connecting with him, and we need to get the possession as well. They're doing a little bit more overloads on our left side, their right side, by bringing Erickson out with Espinoza and also with Thompson. So we made the adjustment with that by bringing Brooks a little bit more inside and sliding Kyle over. So, you know, again, you know, those were the things that stood out to us at halftime, and we made those adjustments.
This game came in the middle of an international break where guys, obviously, some aren't back, some just returned from their national teams. You had guys like Douglas Martinez making their first start with the team. Just how, I don't want to use the word proud, but what does it say about this group that they're able to grind it out against a team that plays very differently than most of the other clubs in MLS, just especially with their pressing and defensively?
Right. I think it does show the true character of the group. We face a lot of adversity, you know, throughout the season, and the guys have always stepped up. And it, Douglas turned to step up, and he did. And so it just shows that, you know, whenever you're called upon, you have to be ready. And these guys have been doing it in practice day in and day out, and they're just waiting for the opportunity, and his opportunity came tonight. So proud of Douglas for stepping in and contributing tonight. We needed that. So, you know, going forward, hopefully he continues to contribute to the club. And again, the effort from everyone was great tonight.
Coach, you You mentioned, obviously, Demir got the goal. I think he had 5 shots total, 3 on goal. Was it kind of the game plan to see if you guys can get him the ball in spaces where he can be dangerous, or does that just come from the flow of the game?
Yeah, that comes from the flow of the game. Demir has a niche for the goal. You know, he's a big body. He likes to get in the box, and that's why, you know, playing him at the 10, it really to our benefit a lot of times, because he likes to get on crosses, you know, especially Brooks being in there. We get good crosses in from service in from Brooks. Douglas occupying the 2 center backs, so Demir making that late run, you know, and he's done it before. And so, you know, having him in that position definitely was to our advantage. And, you know, he had a couple opportunities in that first header in the first half. I thought he was going to go in. But, you know, the keeper came up with some big saves tonight, and Brooks made a very good cross towards the back post, and Demir was in the right spot at the right time to put it away. So, you know, it's a fantastic effort from him. You know, we always ask Demir to do some extra for us, you know, hey, play forward, play to 10, play to 6, whatever position we ask Demir to play in, he's done really, really well for us, just being a real professional.
Tyrone, what was the message to Bofo and Savo when they came on? It just felt like when they joined the match, from an attacking standpoint, you guys had a spark, and it was a different match from then on forward.
Right. And the funny thing is, we, you know, Savarina had a limit on the amount of minutes he could play, because obviously he played last night in Tampa and flew back this morning. So maximum 30 minutes. And so, you know, we told both of them guys, hey, just come in, bring energy, you know, go at the back to their defender, try to win their 1v1 duels, and just bring some energy to the group. I think we needed that. We needed that spark. And that's why we made both subs at the same time. We weren't waiting to make one after the other. I think by putting those guys in and giving them 30 minutes to see what they can do makes a big difference. And that was the message, go in and change the game.
Demir, can you walk us through your goal?
Yeah, I mean, it was great cross from Brooks, and then I just attacked the ball, and luckily, I mean, the ball was in. And yeah, it was frustrating because I missed a couple of chances before those chances, and yeah, luckily it was in.
Apparently during the broadcast, Brian Dunthset said that you rose up like a salmon to get that header. When you're jumping up, like, are you thinking of like jump high? What's going through your mind when you're trying to get a header in the goal?
Can I answer this one for him, please? So to me, he's good in the air, but he can't jump very high. Let's just say, because he's so tall and he has the desire, it looks like he's leaping like a salmon. But really, no, not quite, not quite.
I didn't tell that.
Yeah, that's it.
Demir, in that split second, are you thinking at all about the previous header that you put right at the goalie? Because that one you obviously placed a lot better. Do you have time to think about the placement in those situations?
No, to be honest, I didn't think so much about my first chance in the first half. And I just, as I said, attacked the ball. And yes, I said it was frustrating because I missed before this chance, 3 or 4 good chances. And yeah, at the end, it was winner goal. But I mean, we as a team, we did today very well, and we deserve to take 3 points.
I think, for looking at it from Demir's side, real good attackers and people that have a true desire to score goals, it doesn't matter which ones they miss because they always come back and have another chance. And it's another example today that he's one of those top strikers in this league.
Nadim, defensively, you guys seem to be quite impressive. Defensively, you guys seem to be quite impressive tonight. San Jose were unable to create many chances. Just curious how much help the centre midfielders played a role in that. Felt like they were closing space quite nicely.
Yeah, the central midfielders did well, and you know they always do well. When you've got those two in there, you know it's going to be like a tough game for the opposition. But overall, it's, you know, you can have people that play well in certain positions, but the team has to do it all together. I think that's how we've managed to keep so many clean sheets this year, and then not concede so many goals in other games as well. Like, as I say, credit goes to the midfield because they are the engine, but I always believe that we're as good as our attack, and if our attack are working hard, it makes it easier for our midfield, which makes it easier for people at the back. So I say it's collective effort.
The first half looked kind of sluggish for both teams. Did it feel like that to you guys too?
I don't think we weren't great. I think they brought a system which is hard to play against because they were going man for man all around the field. So you have to kind of do things a bit differently to try and find space and so on. Like, they wouldn't, it's not as if they would go man for man and then drop off and allow you to turn. They would literally follow you wherever you went. So, you know, we competed for as much as we could in the first half, and then came in at halftime, Freddie spoke to us, we spoke amongst ourselves and tweaked it, and then in the second half it felt a lot better because they were doing the same things, but now we found a way to overcome that, and I think, as I say, the performance was a lot better.
Did either of you have words with Douglas Martinez prior to the match, some words of confidence, and I guess how did you see him play throughout the 60 odd minutes he got tonight?
Yeah, I mean, he had a good game. It was not so easy, I mean, to jump in and to play tonight, because we knew before the game that San Jose, they play another Sunday starting than anyone in the league. And I mean, he did well, and I mean, he just showed what he did in Monas games.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you've seen him play in the Monas games, you know the type of things that he can do. And we see him throughout the week, and he's been very, very impressive in training this week. So for as well as he did today, I think he's going to be a real asset for us going in towards the end of the season, because there's a lot more in the tank. I think when people see that, they'll be really impressed.
It seemed like also in the first half and a little bit starting the second, the ball kind of got played back to Nick a lot, and you guys kind of reset after that. Was that kind of because of the man-to-man coverage, or was it something else where you guys were doing that?
I suppose it was because of the coverage, but then also because, well, no, it, to be honest, it is because of the man coverage. And when you give it back to the goalkeeper, if one of the team wants to come and press us, then it creates space for somebody else. And if they don't do, and we get our spacing right, then we can create isolations in key areas. So for as much as it seemed like the ball was at his feet and it was negative, it was actually quite positive, because that was sometimes the best and quickest way to get the ball to our attackers in dangerous positions. Because if we, say, had it at the back and we were passing it side to side, we're constantly being pressed, and it's a lot harder to find the right pass. Whereas with a goalkeeper like Nicky, who's good with his feet and wants to find people further up the field, you spread the field, and then lo and behold, you can play some nice balls into the 9, into the 10, and out to the wingers as well.
Was this a game that you kind of felt you were going to need to be patient with, considering the attacking players that you didn't have available tonight? Did you feel like you needed to play a patient game to ultimately try and pull out a win, maybe in the same way San Jose did when they were at home?
Yeah, I mean, we know before the game that 6-point game, and then, I mean, of course, we missed a couple of our important guys in this game, but we have depth in the squad, and anyone can replace anyone. And of course, we wanted to be patient, and exactly, we did it.
Yeah, I think you will always miss those players, because these, you know, people like Albert, they're the main players in this team. But the fact is, we've had a week to get ready for this fixture, so the people that were going to be playing knew they were going to be playing from the start of the week. So everything was built towards this game. So for as much as I say, we're missing our star man, we had someone that would come in who knew exactly what was required for this game. So as a consequence, I wasn't really too worried going into the game, because the quality was there and the understanding was there. And when you go into a game like that, you have every confidence that you can get a result.
A few results went your way tonight. You guys now sit in second place in the Western Conference, 4 points clear of the Galaxy, who are on the outside looking in. Moving forward with the handful of games that are left, I mean, what's the mentality of the group? Are you guys quite aware of where you stand in the table, or just go into every game hoping for 3 points and that's it?
Yeah, I mean, of course, we want to defending our second place to the end of the season, but every game for us is a new challenge, and we have to keep going to concert us for next game against Minnesota, because it will be as well a tough game. I think Minnesota lost just one game this year at home, and it shows that they're a good team. But we have to concentrate on ourselves, and I mean, every game we want to take 3 points, and we will go to Minnesota to take 3 points too.
Been thinking about McDonald's all day. Can't get it off my mind. I can already taste it. Ooh, got my mind on my mouth and my mouth ready for some Mickey D's deal.
There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, get two of your favorites for just $3.50. Mix and match a classic McChicken, a hot and spicy McChicken, or a juicy McDouble. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Enviar nota de voz al group chat. Buenos días. ¿Quieren desayuno de McDonald's?
Guille dice, it is la mejor. Un sausage McMuffin, please. Laura dice, sí, sausage McGriddles para mí. Ale dice, ya comí, pero me traes un hash browns. Love you.
El mi colega favorita, tío. Llévate todos tus favoritos de desayuno como un sausage McMuffin por unos pocos dólares. Solo en el $1-$3 menu de McDonald's. Precios y participación pueden variar. No puede ser combinado con un combo meal.